There has been a lot of talk in trucking the past several years about autonomous vehicles. While many believe we're a long way from having trucks driving by themselves, the days of systems to assist drivers are likely closer. And one particular type of this semi-autonomous technology is getting a lot of attention, in large part because it could reduce crashes. This is Eyes on the Road, presented by Help Incorporated's PrePass, the provider of waystation bypass and toll payment services along with trucking safety software. I'm Evan Lockridge, and thanks for joining me. According to federal numbers, while only 5% of commercial truck-involved crashes are due to the driver following another vehicle too closely, there are still more than 500,000 total truck crashes in the U.S. each year. But what if these 25,000-plus crashes, due to not having enough following distance, could be greatly reduced or, better yet, eliminated? It is possible as advancements are being made in truck platooning. Joining me to talk more about this is Deborah Lockridge, the editor-in-chief of Heavy Duty Trucking Magazine and TruckingInfo.com. She's been writing a lot about these latest developments in truck platooning recently, having gone to two demonstrations put on by truck makers this past summer, and she joins me in the studio. Deborah, it's good to have you here.
It's good to be here.
Let's start with the basics so everyone knows exactly what we're talking about, because the term truck platooning isn't a household word, so to speak. So exactly, Deborah, what is it?
Truck platooning is essentially a convoy. You can have two trucks or more, and they are linked together electronically using connectivity and safety technology. And this allows them to follow each other more closely than would normally be safe, and that gives both fuel economy benefits and safety benefits. It could be just two trucks, which Daimler calls pairing, or it could be three trucks or theoretically even more. We've seen demos of two or three trucks in this country. What happens with the way they're linked is that the following trucks, whether it be one or more, are able to react quickly to what the lead truck does. So if the lead truck has to suddenly brake for a car pulling in front of it or a stationary object in the road, the following trucks are able to stop very quickly, almost instantaneously. Platooning builds on a lot of advanced safety technologies that we already are seeing on trucks. Enhanced cruise control, collision mitigation, emergency braking, even lane keeping. And they add to that vehicle communications between the two vehicles or the three vehicles or however many. They also tie that all together with some sophisticated software algorithms.
You mentioned what's called vehicle-to-vehicle communications. Can you explain a little more about this and why it is important?
Sure. Vehicle-to-vehicle communications are indeed a very key part of truck platooning and what helps take it beyond those advanced safety technologies that we're already seeing. It's called dedicated short-range communication. It's a type of radio, and that's what allows the following trucks in a platoon to react nearly instantaneously to that lead truck. It's faster even than existing collision mitigation and emergency braking systems, which use radar, camera, and other technologies, because that communication between the vehicles is so instantaneous. One challenge, though, is the federal government has been looking at auctioning off the part of the radio spectrum that is used by these type of short-range communications. And truck makers, the American Trucking Associations, and other groups have been urging the Federal Communications Commission not to do that and reserve that bandwidth for these kind of technologies that are just coming online.
Talk about the benefits of truck platooning, including how it could reduce truck crashes, related injuries, and fatalities, including to truck drivers.
When platooning originally started getting a lot of publicity, the initial focus was on fuel economy, because platooning is kind of like drafting in NASCAR. When you get those vehicles closer together, there's less aerodynamic turbulence between the vehicles. That results in fuel economy. Exactly how much fuel economy, obviously going to vary depending on how far apart they are, the weather conditions, all those things. But some tests have indicated that the lead truck could get as much as 5% fuel economy benefits, and the second truck could get 9 or 10% fuel economy benefits. But more recently, we're hearing a lot more about the potential safety benefits. Now, let's face it, human error is responsible for the huge, vast majority of traffic accidents. Technology like this can react much faster than a human can, even one who's paying attention, and certainly more quickly than a driver who is distracted or tired or otherwise, not at their best. One of the things that we run into as well is in the real world, let's face it, drivers follow each other more closely than they should, even a lot of professional drivers. It was interesting, actually, when I posted some video from one of the demos I went to this summer that had one of the longer following distances. A lot of drivers were like, well, what's special about that? That's the same distance you see trucks following all the time. And the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration says your following distance should be at least 4 seconds. The Volvo video, these trucks were about 1.5 seconds apart. It's about 132 feet at 60 miles per hour. Other demos for platooning have had the platooning trucks as close as 30 to 50 feet apart. So you've got this faster reaction time with this platooning technology. And given the, you know, human error, the fact that drivers tend to follow too closely, whether it be truck drivers or car drivers for that matter, this reaction time is able to make things safer on the road. In addition to that reaction time, because the trucks in a platoon have synchronized acceleration and braking, some of the modeling that's gone on in the research has shown that it'll make the traffic in general flow more smoothly. You're not having trucks, if you had a lot of truck platooning going on, you'd have fewer trucks trying to pass each other, and that would actually allow all the traffic to flow more smoothly because they're following more closely. They could cut down on congestion. So those are some other potential benefits that you could see if there was especially some widespread truck platooning going on.
Now, you attended two different events this past summer that focused on truck platooning, one hosted by Daimler Trucks, the parent of Freightliner and Western Star Trucks, and another put on by Volvo Trucks. Let's talk about the Daimler event first, where one company official described a particular type of truck platooning called pairing as, quote, the next level in vehicle automation, close quote. Your thoughts.
So Daimler showed off its platooning technology as part of a broader technology day they had for reporters and for analysts. It called their platooning technology pairing. It was two trucks paired together. They had some demonstrations on the track. They demonstrated it in an emergency stop on a stationary object in front of it, as well as they demonstrated what happens when a car decides it wants to cut in between these two vehicles and how that second truck automatically backs off that car immediately when they pull in. Although this particular demo was on a track, Daimler has been working on this technology, testing it with fleets on real-world highways. They tried to get as much real world as possible. This particular demo, the trucks were loaded to 78,000 pounds. The emergency braking functions on these trucks were augmented by active lane assist to help keep the drivers actually centered in the lane as that truck was coming to that emergency stop. As far as the automation, so platooning technologies are tied into the development of commercial vehicle automation. And Daimler explained that what they're doing with platooning is essentially what we call level two automation. The Society of Automotive Engineers developed definitions of different automation levels, and that's actually been adopted by the federal government as well. And it goes all the way from zero, which is no automation, up to five, which would be full automation, no driver needed. Level two is what it calls partial automation, where the vehicle has several automated functions, but the driver must remain engaged with the driving task and monitor the environment at all times. That's how they define it. It is related as to what they're working on as far as future automation as well.
And tell us about the platooning event hosted by Volvo Trucks.
Volvo Trucks North America hosted a demonstration on real-world highways in North Carolina, where they have been testing three truck platoons in conjunction with FedEx Freight. So they're getting real-world input from FedEx Freight as to how this is going to work in real life, you know, how they stage the trucks at the terminals, that kind of thing. And it's actually with twin trailers, which is not something we had typically seen. Most platooning demos we have seen have been your typical, you know, 53-foot dry van trailers. So that was kind of interesting and different. The distance apart, as I mentioned earlier, was further apart than what we had seen in some of the other demos. But again, they're looking at the safety aspects as well as potential fuel efficiency aspects, and they're going to be testing all that in real world to find out, you know, what are the fuel efficiency benefits at not quite as close of a distance, and also what the safety benefits are.
So what common threads do you see coming from these two events when it comes to the whole world of developing truck platooning?
I'd say one of the big things that I took away from these two events was this shifting emphasis towards safety. Again, fuel economy is still seen as a benefit and something that can give fleets payback, but we're seeing increasing talk about what the safety benefits are of platooning. This was especially emphasized in the Volvo demonstration, but at the same time, it's not just Daimler and Volvo. Peloton, which is another company that's developing a platooning technology, it said this summer, the founder was talking at an automated vehicle conference, that his company's goal is to make platooning safer than even the best trucks on the road, even those equipped with the most advanced safety technology like collision mitigation and automatic emergency braking. So that's kind of one of those common threads. Another one I heard is the emphasis needs to be that there is a real-world payback for fleets to adopt these technologies. One of the things we see with some of the automation and a lot of the really new high-tech stuff coming along is there's a lot of, gee whiz, this is fantastic, look what we can do. But truckers don't buy trucks just because gee whiz and they're cool. Truckers buy trucks to make money. So I'm seeing increasing talk that, look, we've got to figure out what's the real world business case for fleets to adopt this. You know, otherwise, they're probably not going to. And that's one reason the truck makers are working with fleets to validate the technologies and see how this all might work in the real world. As one Daimler executive told me, it's not clear whether fleets would buy this technology just for platooning or pairing, whichever you want to call it. But if it provides a safety benefit first, and the platooning is sort of an added feature, then that gives it more of a real-world payback, better value for the fleets that would adopt it.
Deborah, you know there are some people in trucking as well as observers on the outside that are highly skeptical when it comes to all of this talk of fully autonomous vehicles, those without drivers, while even some are still skeptical of semi-autonomous technology like we've been discussing. You've been covering trucking for 25 plus years. Do you believe any of this has a chance of seeing widespread use in the trucking industry?
I'm one of those that's a little bit skeptical, honestly. Again, kind of partly back to that real world question. You know, can we do it? Okay. Well, should we do it? What's the cost going to be? What's the payback going to be? Looking at platooning versus autonomous technology. So some platooning proponents kind of bristle when you equate platooning with driverless trucks. The two technologies do use some of the same kinds of features. You know, they're built on some of those same technologies. While there are some fully automated driverless trucks out there being used in applications like mining or agriculture, those are controlled. You know, there's a big difference between an autonomous truck in a mine versus one that's dealing with traffic on a highway. Beyond the technological aspects, there are so many other hurdles that have to be overcome. And you got regulations. I mean, just with platooning, for instance, in a lot of states, that's not legal because of the following distance rules. That's changing. More states are adopting various laws that will allow at least testing of platooning and in some cases, full adoption of it. And that's just one regulatory obstacle. I mean, autonomous trucks, wow, think about the whole regulatory and laws aspects that would have to be rewritten. And then there's public acceptance. There's liability questions. There's infrastructure questions. There's the operational questions. You know, where's, if you got a driverless truck on the highway, well, how's it actually going to, freight actually going to get to where it goes? Who's going to load it? Who's going to unload it? What's going to happen if the trucks break down on the side of the road? I think it's more likely we'll see some level of controlled automation, partial automation, like platooning, that still need a driver in the truck. I think we'll see increasing use of automation, but I think it's going to be a long time, if ever, before we have fleets of driverless robot trucks on the road.
Driverless robot truck sounds like the next episode in the Star Wars series. I've been talking with Deborah Lockridge, editor-in-chief with Heavy Duty Trucking Magazine and TruckingInfo.com. Deborah, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And you can get more insights as to what's going on in trucking by visiting the blog section of the PrePass website at prepass.com. That's PrePass.com, where you can also hear previous installments of this podcast or subscribe to it. You can also listen and subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, TuneIn, or Player FM. Just search using the term PrePass. Plus, you can keep up with PrePass by logging on to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I'm Evan Lockridge, and thank you for listening, and be sure to keep your eyes on the road.